This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. The economy is on tariff watch this week. Yes, I know that lately most weeks are tariff watch weeks, but the Trump administration has given itself a Wednesday deadline to finalize its reciprocal tariff plan. And reportedly, an across-the-board 20% global tariff is back on the table. As we know, markets have reacted to these back-and-forth tariffs with quite a bit of volatility. As of today, the last trading day of the first quarter, the S&P and NASDAQ posted their worst quarters since 2022. But the stock market isn't the only thing that's been trending down. So has the value of the dollar, down more than 4% so far this year. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
A lot of investors went into the year with a pretty optimistic outlook for the U.S. economy, says Juan Perez, director of trading at Monex USA.
That there was going to be a lot of policies coming from the Trump administration and they're pro-business, they're pro-growth.
But then the trade wars kicked off. Perez says investors' optimism quickly faded.
The ultimate consensus is that trade wars will affect growth. And right now, the narrative is very much not so positive for the United States.
Investors who are nervous about economic growth often react by moving their money out of relatively risky assets, like stocks.
And that flow, if it's significant enough among enough investors, can actually alter the trajectory of a currency.
That's Christopher Vecchio, head of futures and foreign exchange at the research company Tasty Live. He says that's because U.S. stocks and other American financial assets are bought and sold in dollars. So when demand for stocks falls, demand for dollars does too. Right now, Vecchio says a lot of foreign investors are starting to think twice about whether they want to invest in the U.S. to begin with.
Those foreign investors have been selling their stocks. They've been taking those U.S. dollars, converting them back to euros, to pounds, what have you, and investing in their domestic markets once again.
Another factor that's been luring money away from the dollar is the yield on other countries' government bonds, says Vishy Tirupattur, chief fixed income strategist at Morgan Stanley.
So, for example, in Japan, local currency government bonds in Japan are yielding meaningfully greater than what they were yielding 6 months ago.
Thing is, Tirupattur says tariffs could cause other countries' economies to slow down too, and that means their government bonds might not keep attracting investors.
The question really is, will the tariffs weaken their growth prospects more? Would their central banks have to cut rates more than they would have otherwise?
And if that happens, the dollar's value could start to strengthen again. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.